The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
A softball coach for Michigan Catholic School was forced to resign recently after the school found out she wants to get married to a woman.
What?
Yes.
They're firing her?
No. She resigned. They were going to probably end up firing her. Her name is Kristen Nelson. She said the Catholic leaders made it pretty clear that if she got married to a woman, she wouldn't be able to continue coaching or working for the school.
This is a Catholic school?
Yep.
Okay.
She wrote, "I am hurt and mostly disappointed that I'll no longer be able to continue. I hope you can understand that I simply cannot continue to work in an environment that refuses to support me." The school said that they were saddened and disappointed, especially this close to softball season. They said when someone is living outside the church teaching or participating in behavior not in line with the church teaching and makes it known publicly, they cannot fulfill their primary mission to lead by example. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a Catholic school. They have standards that they have set. They live by those standards, and it would be wrong for them not to.
This is not about religion. It's not about homosexuality. This is about business, right? I mean, it's a school, but it's not a public school.
It's not a public school. So they have set their standards,
yes.
And their standards are based on the Catholic faith, mm-hmm. which says that homosexuality is a sin and you cannot engage in marriage. And so they've set that.
Right. So, I mean, and of course, the homosexuals, the LGBTQ elemental, whatever groups are flipping out about this. And we've seen stories like this before. Again, people working for schools that are religious based, particularly Catholic, and they end up getting married or something and they get fired. And
I would be interested to know if there was adultery, if there was someone who was having an affair, if
they
would
didn't
also
fire?
Be.
Uh-huh.
Well, I would like to know that one.
The key is, and the reason they're not going to get fired in those cases, most cases, would be because they're going to claim that they have discontinued their bad behavior. Number one, it's in public. That's
right.
The first standard. And I know that means, oh, so you can hide your sins. No. It's that if they don't know, then you're not promoting something that is not in line with the church teaching.
Absolutely.
So if I'm out there going, woo, having affairs, they're like, hey, that that doesn't fall in line. I'm saying as a member of the church or, you know, but de facto member because I work for it, that this lifestyle is okay. So I'm guessing if people have been caught in adulterous relationships or other things that go against church teachings, they probably are like, hey, Pete, what up? You were sleeping with Mary.
Guarantee.
And they're like, well, I have quit that now. And they're like, oh, okay. She's not quitting. She's
right. You're not bringing your girlfriend and your wife to the family picnic. I think I guarantee that any school that I've seen that has a religious base, there are statements of faith that the teachers and statements of behavior that the teachers have to sign off on that they will live by. Just like I would think, and even a public school or a charter school would say, these are the standards that we have for our teachers. Do you agree to this? Or not.
Right. Because like I said, this really isn't about religion. And if you're gay or you're a staunch, freedoms person as I am, what you have to understand is this is also about the freedom and rights of the school to say this is who we want
Absolutely.
To work with as a non-public school. You have the responsibility. If you're gay and outraged by this, let me give you a scenario. Imagine you started a school that was based on homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we really want the kids here LGBT because they're ostracized elsewhere, whatever crazy thing you came up with. And this was it. And you had somebody that was rabidly anti-homosexual. I don't mean just somebody based on their faith, but somebody that hates them queers.
Like Westboro
mm-hmm. Baptist Church. Do you really want them actively working for you, having interaction with the kids, promoting this is what your school is about? No. And I support your right as any business to say, I don't want certain people working for me that do not have the same values, and I'm not going to do business with certain people. And that's where the rights really come in.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.